Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots to confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Brent Humphreys is in the house. Welcome, Brent.
Good morning. Looking forward to repeat offend.
Repeat offense.
Offend is the verb. Offense would be the noun.
Maybe I'm offensive.
Repeatedly offend is what I should have said.
Yeah. Well, you know something? I think we're going to talk about real estate because I'm out of my league when we're talking about English here. So I'll just move right along and let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today, as we do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Now, this one here, for some people may have a little bit more of a challenge on this one than others because today is National Kick Butt Day. So if you are so inclined, you know, I'm wondering about this one, though. I was looking and you know, we were off for about, not really totally off, but we were doing best of broadcasts last week as I was out of town. And I noticed yesterday, I'm trying to figure this one out. I every once in a while, I have been known to get a little political. But yesterday was National Moldy Cheese Day, and that was before the debate, and National Pro-Life Cupcake Day. I'm wondering about...
Damn!
Yeah, I'm not sure about those two. National Angel Food Cake Day is today, having beaten anorexia and being that it is Mitchell's birthday. I will be celebrating. I don't know if he's going to want angel food cake. I think it, for some reason, we have an open mic here, so I better not say this, Brent. I think he wants to go to Tilted Kilt today, but I hope he doesn't say anything more than that with an open mic. That could pose problems. Just, once again, just causing a little bit of problem here on the Ron Siegel Radio. And moving right along before I put both feet in my mouth instead of just one of those size 15s at the end of my leg.
National Kick Butt Day. Is it all it's cracked up to be?
Could be. Could be. Not a bad one there, buddy.
I'm a bottom liner.
You're a bottom. I'm not even going to go there. I've heard something about a back door, but I'm not going to say that at all. I don't know. Did you watch the debates last night? It was a must-see TV, I guess, in some markets. That was a little interesting. With Brent here, I better not say they got a little hairy there, but that was a little bit of an interesting conversation. The first few minutes when they finally, you know, I'm a political junkie. I admit it. I'm the first to say that I am a political junkie, but I'm getting a little tired of hearing all this same garbage. Do you really care what Donald Trump had to say 11 years ago? I really care about what's going to happen in the next 5 years, because whatever he did 10 years ago, 11 years ago, whatever Hillary did, you know, 10, 20 years ago, has no bearing on the future. Really? I mean, he's not going to be getting on a bus with some TV reporter. They don't, you know, going to have 75 people around him in all cases. Hillary, well, she'll probably be sleeping. I know, we know what happens at 3 a.m. with Hillary. That's absolutely nothing.
You're absolutely useless.
But here's the issue, is I'm just looking at these things. I say, why can't we ever get to the issues? Why can't we find out what the candidates have in mind? Or maybe, you know, I'm not a big believer we need to know everything that they're going to do. I kind of agree with Trump there. I've asked this question for many years. If you are a San Diego Chargers fan, if you're a Los Angeles Rams fan, do you give your game plan to the opposing team a week in advance or 2 weeks in advance? Now, I know that that's on a much different level than national defense, but it seems to me, why do you want to tell them everything you're going to do before you do it? Doesn't that put our young men and women who are out there fighting, doesn't that put them in more dangerous situations than they're already in? Seems to me, I'd like a commander-in-chief that keeps these things close to the vest. And the other thing is, here's the big issue, and I'm going to share this. I've said this many, many times. The number one weapon we have for the United States, and I know people are going to say, you know, nuclear weapons or our fighting forces. The best thing that we have, and it's the most efficient, is also the safest. It's called deterrence. if you leave every option on the table, then nobody knows what you're going to do, and it gives our generals, our commanders, the admirals, all these tools to say, you know, something, they don't know what we're going to do. That's good. I don't want them to know that we might use a nuke. But if they think that we've got it, that's good enough. Hopefully we'll never use them. That's the whole idea. I'm just saying, why do we want to keep going out and broadcasting all these things? Unbelievable. Now I'll move a little. Edward Klein, did you read Edward Klein's first book? He's got another book coming out. Obviously, you know, I enjoy Edward Klein. He's come up with some really good commentary, good information. Another book out there, and this is very, very interesting. The new book is called Guilty as Sin. It's a book about Hillary Clinton. Surprise. Now, here's the issue is Edward Klein is coming out and suggesting that the White House is helping with the scripting of Bill Clinton with regard to the Unaffordable Care Act. That even though President Clinton said it's crazy, the craziest thing he's ever seen, the White House is helping him with that. When you think about it, there is some logic to it that the White House is coming out with these issues because the president wants Hillary Clinton to be elected. There's no question about that. He knows that his legacy is already under fire. More ways than one when we see the missiles being sent at our warships out, supposedly by Yemen. Who knows? Yemen. Isn't Yemen the place where we were sending the people from Guantanamo Bay? I digress. I probably shouldn't be asking a question like that. But we'll probably tell everybody what we're doing there anyway. Again, if you might want to look at Edward Klein's new book, it seems like there's some interest or excitement right there. Talking about interest and excitement, and I don't wish ill on anybody, but I must admit it does not bother me in the least that the NFL's ratings are dropping. Now, they claim that their ratings dropped sharply because of the first debate last month. Apparently, overnight numbers were not good again last night. And they're saying that it's because of the debates and because of the election season. Was there an election 4 years ago? Did I miss that? I think there was one 8 years ago as well. Wonder if we had these dropped ratings at those times. Or do you think it could be jerks like Colin Kaepernick that are having an effect? And people like me, yours truly, who says, I will not watch, I will not have an NFL 49ers game on in my house. I don't support that. That's my First Amendment right, is to not support jerks like that. And if the 49ers want to hire them, I don't want anything to do with their team. So whomever they play, that will not be on in my house. I hope there's a lot of people that feel the same way. Maybe the NFL will get a clue that we don't have a problem when you put a sticker on the back of a Dallas Cowboy helmet, honoring police officers who were killed in the line of duty. Again, we saw more police officers, two more. And I couldn't fathom this one. Brent, I know you're a family man. I couldn't fathom the thought that the young lady who was killed in Palm Springs.
Four-month-old
baby.
Mm-hmm.
The baby.
She just come back from maternity leave.
Yeah, out of the academy. It's heart-wrenching. And
the other guy had eight kids.
He was
going to retire in December.
Yeah,
I mean,
35 years on the force. This is not what we're supposed to be doing. We need to be getting – everybody needs to get behind law enforcement. There are such a – the Black Lives Organization – and yes, I did say Black Lies. There's no V in it. Black Lives Organization are out there pulling the Al Sharpton on us. Again, trying to divert the fact that our law enforcement does a great job. Are there bad actors in law enforcement? Yes. There are bad actors in every arena. But we need to be out there supporting our law enforcement officers. At the end of the day, every law enforcement officer, and I know a lot of them, they want the same thing that you and I, the same privilege that you and I have. They want to go home to their family. They don't want to go and lose their career. They don't want to go to jail. They want to go home to their family and serve the community again the next day. Think about that when you listen to Black Lives, because those officers, even the 99.9% of them that get up and go to work, if there is an officer-involved shooting, they did not get up that morning saying, I wonder if it's open season. It's like, what was it? I think lobster season or something. just came out. That's not what's happening. We'll talk more about this in the days and weeks to come. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Brent's got a whole series here. I'm going to leave that to him to talk about, because I'll probably just mess it up if I try to. I'll give him some lead in, but we'll get to that. If you put enough aside for closing costs when you're buying a house, there are some people, believe it or not, that they don't have the money for their closing costs. So we're going to talk about that. When is the right time to buy or sell? We'll talk about that. And mortgage rates, have you seen what they are every decade? We're going to talk about speeding tickets, myths, debunked. We'll talk about that as well. Meantime, call our author, number 800-306-1990. Hello, 800-306-1990. Or Ron Siegel Radio.com. Connect with us,
Facebook.com.
Forward slash
Ron Siegel
Radio on Twitter, at Ron
Siegel.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review. Pretty simple. You text PEAR, P-A-R, 795-2-79564. I guess I should say that a little slower, right? Pair, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you and then will actually provide you a 30 to 40 page report on the equity position of your property. How's your property titled? Is it titled the way you want it to be or the way you think it is? We've talked to Al Manfrey about the estate planning process and getting that great estate. I'll talk to you about that in a little bit, but think about that. Is your property titled properly? The PAIR report will give you that information. Comparable sales, it gives you that information. All information around your area, all that's in there, and it's compliments of Ron Siegel Radio. Question this morning, have you put aside enough for closing costs? I'm seeing this more and more when we're consulting with people, who listeners, who are calling in, and they say, well, you know something, my lender, my agent, they told me that, you know, we're doing a 10% down loan or a 3% down payment loan, and I'm buying a $300,000 condo, and now they're telling me I need $16,000 or $17,000 to close the transaction. I thought I only needed $9,000. Well, it just has to do with education. And I'm here to share with you that, you know something, and you know I have a great friendship with Brent Humphreys. He's a great real estate agent. But there's a lot of people, and I think, Brent, you may concur, there's a lot of people in real estate that, you know, they shouldn't be. There's a lot of, you can get a lot of the information about real estate, houses that are for sale, area prices in areas. It's all online. The information that you cannot get is the education that great agents like Brent will offer you, saying, you know something, you need to know, it's not about your down payment, it's about your cash to close. That's the real important number. How much cash do you need to close? And according to Freddie Mac, they define closing costs this way, and I'll quote them. Closing costs, also called settlement fees, will need to be paid when you obtain a mortgage. These are fees charged by people representing your purchase, including your lender, real estate agent, and other third parties involved in the transaction. Closing costs are typically between 2 and 5% of your purchase price, unquote. Here are some of the fees you need to be aware of: government recording fees, appraisal fees, credit report fees, lender origination fees, if there are any, title services, insurance, tax services, survey fees, attorney fees, escrow fees, underwriting fees. There's a lot of them. The issue, and there's ways of dealing with them if you've got a great real estate professional that you're working with. Sometimes you can get lender concessions. You can get seller concessions. They're all there. Those are the things that you need a great real estate agent for. To tell you that the house at 123 Main Street is for sale, go online. You'll find that. It's getting to the finish line that's really important. The negotiations, that's where you need a great real estate agent. And don't try to do it on your own. That's just my opinion. And there's a lot of statistics behind what I'm sharing with you right there. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you and get you the 30-page report or 40-page report. But let's look at the other side of that story, because that's from the buyer's standpoint. And I'm going to suggest that the majority of the time, if you're selling a home, you're probably going to be out there going to buy a home as well. And what I'm going to share with you is, and Brent's got this information, some reasons or ways to determine, to quantify if it's a good time to sell your house. And Brent's got a whole lot of them, and I have no idea what they are, and I've got a few of my own, so we'll see how we can test these things. Now, one of the things, Brent, from when we talked about this a little bit last week, the concept of quantifying is a big issue that is always important, right? Because when you're quantifying, that takes some of the emotions out of it.
Correct.
Right? Because one of the things we talked about is that there is a possibility that there are some real estate professionals out there. Maybe I shouldn't use the term. There are some people that are licensed real estate actors that
good word
are all that if somebody calls and says, should I sell my house? The answer is yes. Where's your house at? Oh yeah, I should have asked
right.
that first, right?
Yeah.
The answer is always going to be yes. They're motivated because also they've got their own mortgage to pay and a commission they want.
That's it. I've said for years, Ron, that the one thing you do not want a licensed real estate professional to be thinking about is the balance in their checking account.
Sure.
When someone calls and says, is it a good time to sell?
Right.
And if they come into your living room and you say, they ask you, is it a good time to sell? And the answer is, you betcha, Tiger. Well, maybe there's some science behind what led them to say, you betcha, Tiger.
Right.
Maybe there's some statistics, some recent comparables that would point to why. I mean, just about every listing appointment I go on, I'm fortunate enough to get the listing, but not all the time do I get it right away. Because the first thing I like to ask the seller is, why are you looking at selling?
Novel question.
Yeah. Because if they don't need to sell right now, or they found this dream home and they haven't yet communicated with a lender like you in terms of what their down payment is, and they don't know exactly what financing is going to look like and what the debt to income ratio is and how much money they need to release equity wise from the departure residence, as I call it, then the whole thing doesn't work.
Right.
So they're building blocks to get to whether now is a good time to sell. And then some really nice granular data that I love to look into on every listed appointment. And that's pretty much what I'm going to do today.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, cool. So the first thing is, first of all, people hold properties different ways, obviously, right?
Sure.
I don't want to be too obvious because I'd like to be invited back.
Right.
But, you know, usually it's going to be an equity seller that wants to move up. They found a dream home. They want to dispose of the one residence and buy a nicer one. Or a similar story, they want to sell their property and downsize to one that's more affordable.
I use the term right size.
Oh, I like that. And that's better, too, because I could just say it's a right sizer,
right,
which makes me a little less long-winded. It's two bullets in one. I love it.
Right, because the thing I'm getting to, you're articulating there, is the whole idea is we need to find out what's the motivation. Mm-hmm. People don't get up in the morning and say, I want to sell my house because I want to be homeless, for the most part.
I've not met one yet, no.
Right, so there's some other motivation to it. Maybe it's a right sizing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they need an extra bedroom. Maybe they want to go to a different school district. There's a lot of different reasons.
School districts. Have you been looking through my notes?
I haven't looked at them. I'm just saying
that's a key one.
Yeah, because there are everybody's. But there's a reason. All I'm getting at is there's a reason.
Sure.
Okay, so let's talk about activity reports. Let's talk about the scientific method.
Okay. So good.
And then we'll go to emotion.
Right. So there's the move up. There's a downside. There's a downsizer. There's a cash out or an exiter, as I call it, where they just want to cha-ching. They know they've got a lot of money in equity. They'd like to pull it out and not go buy another property. And then there's distressed people that, for some reason or another, can no longer afford their home. And that's an easier decision. If you
sure.
can't afford your home, it's a good idea to sell it.
Right.
So today is really going to be sellers who are occupying their residence primarily, although it would work for a 1031 exchange, someone that wants to relinquish a rental property and purchase another one within the IRS windows. But the first thing I like to look at, and what sellers really should consider, is pulling market reports and looking at inventory in their immediate radius. How many choices do buyers have? You know, I was looking at Carlsbad this morning, the city where I own and work. And it was interesting because Carlsbad inventory was down, I think it was 6% for detached properties, but it was a completely different number for townhomes and condos. As a seller, you don't want decrease in inventory. I'm sorry, you want decrease in inventory because when buyers have fewer choices.
Less supply.
Right, less supply.
Supply and demand.
But with buyers, you want increasing inventory. So you look at that. The next thing is looking at pending and closed sales. If you have an area that has decreasing inventory, you're better off as a seller. But then if you also have a spike in pending sales activity or a spike in closed sales activity, you're going to do pretty well because you've hit a homer on all three of those metrics. Then you look at days on market. And if you see that days on market, you know, the average is, you know, let's say for one area, it's 38 days. And then year to date, it's 17 days. You know, the market is moving more than 200% the speed it was the prior year. This would be a good time to enter the market, because homes are moving faster, there are fewer homes to choose from, and pending and sales data are up.
We like that. I mean, that's one of the things that I look at all the time. And my friend Steve Harney, I mention him all the time on Ron Siegel Radio. He sends us some great statistics on days on market. And one of the things that you want to be looking at on the days on market as well is, where are you looking to move? Now, they don't talk about days on market. You have to talk to a real estate professional. I give you the days on market for the state of California. I want to know if you're contemplating moving, as Brent said, you're just capping out here and going to a different state. Well, what's their market look like? Because their days on market is going to be different than our days on market, the average time to sell. completely different data. So be aware of those kind of issues as well. We're going to talk more about the items we need to know. Is it a good time to sell your home? How do we quantify that? Brent Humphreys has got a whole lot more information to share with us. Mortgage rates by decade compared to today. And some speeding tickets, myths debunked. Easy for me to say, isn't it? It's a tongue twister right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can spend time off their number, 800-206-1990. 800-206-1990. RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. Sure, @Ron Siegel. Part of our broadcast, shame on you. You can have your minute. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Are you going out shopping for a house and are you completely armed? And what I mean by completely armed, I have fun talking to the folks over at Gold Star because I saw yesterday, yes, I know Sunday, yesterday and Saturday both, I saw listeners who had loans fully approved, but they didn't know where they were moving. So when their real estate professionals were going to go out with them, They had a loan that had no, they had a pre-approval or a, or an underwritten approval letter saying that they were already completely approved for a loan. They did not need any loan contingencies, no loan contingencies, yet they were getting a loan. All they needed to do was get a property. They had to find a property. They had to get an appraisal, and they had needed clear title. I think that might help if you're competing on buying a home. Just a thought there. Gold Star Mortgage, if you want to talk to them, give me a holler. I'll put you in touch. And the mortgage rates. I love looking at this slide because we talk about this on a regular basis. Those of us that are old, we remember, well, the 1970s. I didn't own real estate in the 70s, but the average rate, interest rate in the 70s, Freddie Mac rate, 8.86%.
Wow.
Now, if you had a $200,000 mortgage at that time, that was a huge mortgage at that time, $1,589 per month. In the 1980s, this is when I did start buying real estate. I shouldn't say that, but it's true. 12.7%, $200,000 mortgage, $2,166. That's principal and interest only, no taxes, no insurance, no HOA, no mortgage insurance, principal and interest only. 12.7% was the average for that decade. In the 1990s, 8.12%. Are you getting a theme here? 8.12%. $200,000 mortgage, $1,484. Think about the purchasing power there. In the 2000s, 29%, $1,237. And if we look at September of 2016, again, these are Freddie Mac rates, 3.46%, $200,000 loan, $800, less than half of any of those other decades. Think about that. You wonder why people are out there buying houses right now. I got a call last week from somebody, and this is one that just troubles my heart. It is a veteran who's been renting for many, many years, has good income, renting for many, many years. Their lease is up, and they're looking for another lease and didn't realize that the down payment on a lease is going to be significantly higher than the down payment on a VA loan, which even in my simple man's mind, I can do that math on air because in most instances, the down payment on a VA loan is zero and it's the best loan on the market. Just a thought right there. But remember, if you're thinking about renting, talk to a professional first. In fact, give me a call and I'll put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. If you're thinking about redoing a lease, and we'll get you totally pre-approved, pre-underwritten. You can go out and shop for a home with an underwritten loan approval in hand. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation with Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates, we are chatting about quantifiable ways to see if it's a good time to sell your home. So we got to recap here a little bit, Brent. One of the items we were talking about was the why. Why are you selling? Are you looking for a bigger home, a smaller home, a right-sizing home, cashing out?
Right.
Looked at one of Steve Harney's pieces of data. Actually, I looked at a couple of Steve's data points. One of them was talking about the idea, and you had suggested this, how many days are on the market? The average days on market for the state account confusion, under 30. Under 30 is the average days on market in California. Nevada, same thing. Arizona, 46 to 60 is their days on market. So just think about those data points right there. It's different strokes for different folks. New Mexico, I don't know who's moving there. 61 to 80 days is their average on market.
I'd love to see how long it takes the average buyer to get under contract if they've not been fully underwritten for a loan. That'd be a fun one.
Ever get under contract, and I'm suggesting in the instances, right? Why aren't you doing that first? Right? There's a lot of agents out there that will put people in their car. I think I call them tour guides that'll go out just looking at homes without somebody being qualified. And I don't get that, but everyone runs their business their own way. I find it to be misleading to the consumer.
Well, it does. And my favorite phrase is contentment is destroyed by comparison. So you're used to seeing one thing and then you see something else that no longer looks very good. 3 weeks ago today, I was contacted on a referral over Facebook. Someone wanted to look at homes in La Jolla, and he proactively sent me 12 properties. I asked if he had been pre-approved. He said no, but could we go out? You know, I'm here from Utah. It was a tough conversation.
Right.
But I let him know, we really need to service you well, and to do that requires that you go through the pre-approval. Take a few minutes, and I'll give you 2-3 days with me. Turns out he wasn't qualified to buy, and he had come from Utah. It was unfortunate. But I said, at least you know now, and not after 2 days of looking.
And you know something? He was able to go and enjoy La Jolla,
yeah,
and not be on it. I could think of about a week's worth of things to do in La Jolla.
Yeah.
Other than going looking at houses that I can't afford.
Correct.
I mean,
went from an open house to an open kayak, probably.
Yeah. okay.
Making waves there.
Let's get back to quantifying whether it's a good time to buy or sell. Inventory on hand, is that an issue?
Inventory is really, really important. And right now, inventory in many, many areas is down, which bodes very, very well for sellers. When you have fewer choices, buyers are going to be paying more. And your home will move faster because there are fewer goods on the shelf. Looking at pending sales data and closed sales data were two other things that we spoke out before the break. If you've got decrease in inventory and you've got a spike in pending sales and a spike in closed sales, which is usually lagged by a month or two, that's really, really, really good. But if you're –
Let me throw this one at you,
yeah.
Brett, because – and again, this, you need a real estate professional because nobody advertises this. What is it telling you as a professional when you see the pending sales are going up, but closed sales are not following similarly?
Well, good. There are so many reasons for that. Some of them are that buyers are falling out of escrow because they've not been pre-approved. They've not been forward underwritten. Or that you've got a market, and I've seen this too, where there's so little inventory that you've got new buyers that are coming in and overbidding on properties to win. You know, they heard there were 25 offers on a home, and, you know, the purchase price or the listing price is $680, and they'll go to $715, and sellers, you know, saying cha-ching and counting their chickens before they hatch, and then the appraiser rings the doorbell, and they find out.
That's a big one right there,
yeah,
right?
Because if it falls out of escrow, and, you know, you got an FHA buyer with 3.5% down, which is a great program, but they don't have the other resources to pay any shortfall in an appraisal, you're going to fall out of escrow.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that one for us, Brent, here. The shortfall on appraisal. Talk about that.
Okay, so let's suppose that you've got a seller, you're representing them, and you've got them in contract for $680,000. By default, at least in California, there is an appraisal contingency. So if the bank's appraiser comes out and does not satisfactorily appraise the property for the purchase price offered, the buyer can cancel and get their earnest money deposit back. There are buyers who will overpay for a property to win the bidding war.
Sure.
And then expect to be able to renegotiate after the appraiser's visit and it's determined that the property isn't really worth $680, it's worth $655.
And according to Quicken Loans, the difference right now between what the appraisals are coming in at versus the home value, the homeowner estimates, when right now the appraisers are coming in at 1.56% under. So
I think I've met a few of them.
Right, but think about that, because what that's really telling us in the scenario that you just laid out is if somebody's buying, and I'm just using a round number here because I'm a simple guy. If they're buying a $600,000 house with a 3.5% down payment, they're looking at $10,500 is the down payment plus their costs,
mm-hmm.
Right? If you're off by 1.56%, well, now you're looking at another, what is that, $1,000, $2,000 you have to come
mm-hmm.
in with.
Right.
Do you have that money? And if you're doing 3.5% down, you want to be coming in. If you can get to 5%, it's going to save you money anyway on your payment,
right?
Just on the FHA mortgage insurance. But think about that. You probably don't have it. So you got to think about and understand that strategy you just laid out.
Yeah, and you also don't want to tip the appraiser that you think there's going to be an appraisal shortfall. I see that so many times. Appraisal contingency waived, or, you know, if the home does not appraise, the buyer will pay up to X amount. Well, you're just sending messages to the appraiser that, you know, why did you already put the medicine on the table? Someone's sick. There's going to be
right.
a problem. It's interesting.
It's amazing stuff. But again, that conversation is not on Google.
No.
That's where you need to have the professional representation to help you with that, to understand that going in, to know I mean, it's easy to bid on a property and say, you know, so I'm putting 3.5% down. I don't care if I go $20,000 over asking price. It's not going to have a huge impact on my payment. But the fact is, you have to have the rest of the conversation. And again, you need professional guidance for that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will continue with a test to see if it's a good time to sell your home by Brent Humphries and 6 speeding tickets, myths debunked, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can get the replay, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. That's almost got to 600,000 people watching replays last night. 565,000, 185,000, something like that.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on wealth segment today being brought to you by the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. Love the gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. RSR gift bag to 79564. There's about $1,000 worth of gifts in there from Ron Siegel Radio and from our sponsors. Think about that. And it costs you nothing. Just text RSR gift bag to 79564. One of the gifts that's in there is a $300 coupon. It's a $300 discount on a trust. The best trust I have ever seen. And I've seen lots of trusts. But Al Manfrey does a great trust. Charges like $1,200 for the trust. And yet he gives the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag $300 discount. It's costing you $900 for a trust, all the documents, all the powers of attorney, the whole nine yards. Now let's talk about this one, some speeding ticket myths debunked. We're not going to get through all of them. I'll post the report on Ron Siegel Radio because I want to get back to the items from Brent. Number one, it's a myth. You can't successfully fight a speeding ticket in court. That is false. We're not advocating lying about speeding tickets, and I'm not advocating go speed, drive safe. You know, Brent, you don't have to worry about that, right? Because your car does the driving for you.
It does, but I'm doing that less now because it kind of lulls you into a relaxed state if you're making long road trips in autopilot.
Yeah, you don't want to sleep on the way home.
I have not fallen asleep.
Okay, so if you're driving unsafely and are caught, you're still likely to have to pay the price. However, there are occasions when you might be on the right side of the law, and in those scenarios, you have to be prepared with a defense. So that's number one. Number two, your ticket will be dropped if you contest it and the ticketing officer doesn't show up in court. That just depends on the state. There are different states, different rules, different laws. Red cars get pulled over more than other cars.
Uh-oh.
The verdict there is that is false. Probably because there's more white cars on the road than anything else, so they probably get pulled over more than anything else. Number four, if you get a ticket outside your home state, you don't have to pay it. Yeah, that's probably not true. That is the verdict there is it is false. You do have to pay it. Number five, cops give out more tickets at the end of the month to meet their quotas. False. In fact, I think in many states, illegal to even have quotas for police officers and giving tickets. Number six, purposefully clerical mistakes, like not signing the ticket or spelling something wrong will get you out of it. Verdict, false. Don't try to lie to police officers. You know, here's the funny part of that whole scenario. In most instances, when you get a ticket, you've probably committed the infraction seven or eight times and got away with it, and they just caught you this time. So just remember. And, you know, they're looking to protect us. Remember that part of it also. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Brought to you by the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag, $1,000 worth of gifts for Ron Siegel Radio listeners. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. Continuing our conversation this morning with Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. He is educating us on some of the items to tell if you really should be buying a home or not. So we've got through a few of them, Brent. We don't have a lot of time. Arbitrage. That sounds like a fancy word. You've got to explain that
arbitrage
whole scenario there.
I love arbitrage. So arbitrage is the practice of taking an advantage of price differences between two or more markets, striking a combination of matching deals that capitalize upon the imbalance, the profit being the difference between the market prices. So you're saying, what the heck is that? Well, let me give you an example.
Ow! That one hurt. You got to really take
nice
that one
sound
down
effect.
To a simple man.
Okay. Here it is. You're selling home B.
Is what it is.
Couldn't resist.
Okay. You're selling home A to purchase home B.
Got it.
So we've talked about whether a good time to sell home A. What's the inventory like? Is there a spike ending sales? Is there a spike in closed deals? Is there a decreasing days on market? So homes are moving faster for more money with more buyer activity and fewer choices. That is a summary of what we got to this point.
Okay.
Now, what you want to do is you want to look at the reverse on the repurchase. So what if when you're selling your home, we've established it's the right time, and on the property that you want to purchase, you find that inventory is up, pending sales are down, closed sales have come to a slowdown, and days on market have increased. All of a sudden, you can take advantage of arbitrage in that the exit, you're going to make a bundle, but on the repurchase, you are an informed, ready, willing, and able, and capable, fully underwritten buyer with lots of cash in the bank, and you come in to a market that is having a sales slowdown or a slump in activity. Let me give you an example. Can I pick my own hometown?
Sure.
Carlsbad, I live and where Humphrey Homes and Estates is located. If you are a seller of a detached property right now in Carlsbad, pending sales are up 17.5%. That's a good number.
Sure.
It's roughly one-fifth. Okay? I'm a simple guy.
I like that.
Okay? Now, right now, same period, no foof, no weird filters. I'm, you know, liars figure and figures lie, right? As grandma used to say that to me, by the way. It was just one of her favorite phrases. I don't know why. So 17.5% increase in Penn sales, Carlsbad detached. But the same period right now, same zip code, 92009, condos and townhomes pending sales are down 40.5%. So what does this tell you? Arbitrage. Sell your detached and downsize or right size to a condo or home, you're going to do very well on the price difference between the markets.
Now, is there any effect there, or can we see any where we see that the pending sales are down? One of the areas we've also been looking at, though, is there's no inventory to sell.
Correct.
So you have to throw that in there, right?
You could. I'm sorry. You could throw it in there, and I think it's a relevant. Anytime you see these anomalies in statistics, you want to dig more deeply and figure out why.
Sure.
Okay. So here's an anomaly. Townhouses and condos in Carlsbad year to date, pending sales are unchanged 0.0. So what happened? Does that mean that nothing's happened? Or that last year, September of 2015, 265 sales, September of 2016, 265 deals. So it's just a coincidence.
Sure.
0.0 looks terrible.
Right.
But it just means there's been no change.
No change. Interesting information right there. And so for the simple guy, and I know you made it simple, but I'm even simpler than you. So basically what you're saying is in that scenario, I can sell my single family home high and buy the condo low.
Correct.
So
you're a pretty complex guy. You got it.
Right. It's just taking it really simple.
Right. But if right now you were trying to sell your condo or townhome in Carlsbad and go buy a nice fat home on the hill, it may not be the best time to make that move within the market.
For
someone that cares about their savings account.
For just financial purposes.
Right. Just financial purposes.
Now,
right.
If you're doing it for school district or you're doing it for needing an extra bedroom or some other reason, there's a different issue right there.
Right. And let's suppose that there are two cities or two school districts, right, you know, adjacent to one another, and it's second or third week of July, and people are going to be starting school with their children in August, and there's very little inventory, and you happen to be in the preferred school district. Cha-ching.
Exactly.
Put your home on the market.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
And,
okay, now the interest rates. Let's talk rates there. And the other thing I want to throw in there also, you know, whether you're buying or selling, and I know that, Brent, you do this a lot. If you're buying a house, get pre-approved.
Yeah.
Now, if you are selling your house, I'm going to make the suggestion that if you've got a great real estate professional, have them use their lender. Even though the buyer may not be using their lender, have your real estate professional make sure that their lender, their lending party, does what's called a cross qualification. You want to make sure that you're going to get to the closing line, the finish line.
That's right.
And there's a big difference there. Sometimes they may come in, I've been pre-approved with Wells Fargo. Well, that's well and good. I still want to make sure that my agent's lender has cross-qualified you, because we want to get to the finish and we don't want to just have a contract that we take our house off the market for 30 days and doesn't close.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I'm burning to say this when you mentioned Wells Fargo. I think a lot of people were pre-approved at Wells Fargo and didn't know it.
Yeah.
Couldn't help it, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's get to interest rates, buddy. Okay. We only have about a minute left.
Right, interest rate delta. You know, Facebook, when you Facebook on this day, you look back memories and things. 5 years ago last week, it came up that I was at Old Town San Diego in front of a schoolhouse doing a video and saying, why am I doing a video in front of one of the oldest schoolhouses in San Diego? Because I wanted to give a lesson in history. And the interest rates 5 years ago, October, were the lowest they'd been since Harry Truman was in office. And replayed it, and I laughed because the interest rate was 4 point something. You know, now it's what, 3.46?
Sure.
Even lower than it was then. So we look at the prices of what our home will get and the prices of what home we could now acquire and move to, the replacement residence. But if you look at the interest rate delta too, I've had clients that are 6.25%, maybe 5.75%. And even if the numbers and pricing were the same, the difference that they're going to get in purchasing and having a lower interest rate are amazing. A $500,000 mortgage at 4.75% is $2,608 per month. But if you I go to bankrate.com, plug in, this is where I go, and I plug in $600,000 at 4.25 or 3.25%, $600,000 is $2,611 per month. So you can get an extra $100,000 borrowed for $3 a month.
And remember, there. I was just with some folks the other day. We were talking about this. There are, since 2009, there are now 30 variables that affect your interest rate that you're going to pay on a new home. 30 different variables. Just saying some information there. Get some great guidance. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.